From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Kenyans stood in line for hours Tuesday to cast ballots in hotly contested nationwide polls, facing rain and both cold and hot weather conditions throughout the day. The presidential race pits the current president, Uhuru Kenyatta, against his longtime rival, opposition leader Raila Odinga. Voters also will decide on senators, governors, women's representatives of the National Assembly, members of the National Assembly, and members of the County Assembly. The Electoral Commission said heavy rain hampered voting in three parts of the country, and helicopters were required to airlift materials and polling officials. The commission said voting would be extended in any polling stations that got a late start. South Africa's embattled president, Jacob Zuma, has survived a no-confidence vote. Zuma has previously weathered seven similar votes, but never under the cover of secrecy. A successful vote this time would have required President Zuma and his entire cabinet to resign. A successful motion needed 201 votes, and the opposition holds only 151. At least 50 ANC members would have had to defect for the motion to pass. As it has seven times before, South Africa's ruling party on Tuesday came out strongly against the opposition's motion to remove President Zuma, who has become increasingly unpopular while embroiled in long-simmering corruption scandals. The way the African National Congress tells it, the vote is a threat to the party that swept to power in the nation's first democratic government in 1994. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump commended the international community Tuesday for confronting North Korea over its nuclear weapons development, but his United Nations envoy said she's skeptical that the latest sanctions will deter Pyongyang. Trump, on what he calls a working vacation at his golf resort in New Jersey, said in a Twitter comment, after many years of failure, countries are coming together to finally address the dangers posed by North Korea. We must be tough and decisive. But Trump's UN ambassador, Nikki Haley, told NBC's Today show that the newest United Nations sanctions aimed at cutting $1 billion in North Korean exports are not going to stop our North Korea problem. Nonetheless, she said, the penalties would send a very strong message. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has made a short visit to Thailand for talks on trade and regional security matters, including discussions on pressuring North Korea over its nuclear and missile programs. Following his visit to a regional security forum in the Philippines, Tillerson, the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit Thailand since a 2014 coup, arrived in Bangkok Tuesday. Saudi Arabia and Iraq say they're in the process of improving relations after the first busloads of Iraqi pilgrims entered the Saudi kingdom through a border crossing at Arar, which had been closed for 27 years. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Saudi and Iraqi officials embraced each other to celebrate the reopening of their border crossing at Arar after 27 years. A convoy of tour buses carrying more than 1,000 Iraqi pilgrims bound for Mecca entered Saudi territory amid festivities to welcome them. Saudi Prince Faisal bin Khalid, governor of the northern region where the border crossing is located, welcomed the pilgrims with copies of the Quran, according to Arab media. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the government will hold a vote later this year that could put the country one step closer to legalizing gay marriage. Turnbull told reporters Tuesday his government will present a bill to the Australian Senate to hold a compulsory plebiscite in November. If the Senate rejects the measure, the government would then hold a voluntary postal vote, with the votes due back by mid-November at a cost of $97 million. If a majority of voters in either scenario check the yes box, Parliament would then vote on the measure in December. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.